That was our last song, called Being Harsh by A.G. Cook. I think we'll end it off there. Thank you again for tuning in. This was another hour of Jamais Vu. Peace out.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
I think I'm gonna tweak. Chains will break. Oh, Nick. I can hardly speak. Chains will break.
All right, hello everybody. This is Dominic, and you are with Shock Value Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my very first show, and I'm going to be playing music from albums that had their birthdays this past week, or in this case, 2 weeks ago, because I was not here last week. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, the week in question was a great week for music, in terms of at least anniversaries. So many amazing albums had anniversaries, also important numbers too. First one I'm going to be playing is songs from Amy Winehouse's debut album, Frank. The song you just heard was Around Midnight, which came on the B-sides release after the original was released. Frank was released in 2008. Definitely her lesser successful album compared to Back to Black, which was a phenomenal success. And later on, we will hear songs from a Kendrick Lamar album that had its birthday, Pink album, a Britney Spears album, another Amy Winehouse album, and Joji. So next up is going to be I Heard Love Is Blind, Amy's wonderfully funny ballad about how she cheated, but it didn't count because she couldn't see him. It was very dark, so she didn't know what he looked like, and she figured he looked enough like her lover that it didn't count as cheating. So I can hear her tell us all about it on the next song.
Recognize But that don't make your place. outside does. Am I new but do? Why you were thinking I didn't have a clue. Tough to sort files with your voice in my head. So then I bribed you downstairs with a Marlboro Red. Now I feel so small discovering you knew how much more torture would you have put me through. You probably saw me laughing at all your jokes, or how I did not mind when you stole all my smokes, yeah. And although my pride, yeah, it's not easy to disturb, yeah. You sent me flying, yeah, when you kicked me to the curb. To bludgeon my futile tears. And I'm not used to this, no, no. I observe, yeah, I don't chase. But now I sit with consequences thrust in my face, yeah. And the melodramas of my day deliver blows that surpass your rejection. It just goes to show a simple attraction that reflects right back to me. So I'm not as into you as I appear to be.
With your better genes, yeah, and your beasties.
Alright, and that was the last song we were going to hear off of Amy Winehouse's debut album, Frank. This 2 weeks ago, on October 20th, this past month, Frank had his 20th year anniversary. 20 years is a long time. And we just heard Around Midnight, I heard Love is Blind, In My Bed, October Song, and You Sent Me Flying. October Song is written about Amy Winehouse's bird who died, but it was a singing bird. She missed it very much. The next album we're going to hear songs from, one song, is Kendrick Lamar's debut album, Good Kid, Mad City. Sure, I don't really need to say anything about it. At this point, everybody knows it's a beautiful piece of storytelling artwork. Certain colleges teach classes about this album for storytelling. One of the longest charting albums on the Billboard 200 ever, actually. It broke so many records. And we are going to hear Good Kid off the album Good Kid, Mad City. Alright, that was Good Kid from Kendrick Lamar's debut album, Good Kid, Mad City, which recently just had its 11th birthday. Next, we are moving on to Pink's fifth studio album. Funhouse, released in 2008, and October 24th it celebrated its 15th year. Pink's album Funhouse was very, very famous. It actually spawned 7 singles. The lead single, the one that everybody knows, is So What, topping the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And the other ones were Sober, Please Don't Leave Me, Bad Influences, Funhouse, I Don't Believe You, Glitter in the Air. The album won Pink 2 Grammy nominations. Unfortunately, did not win either of them. And it topped the charts in more than 10 countries, I'm sorry. And in the US, it is certified 3x platinum. We are going to hear 2 songs, Funhouse and then So What. And then we move on to Miss Britney Spears.
Taunting smirk behind the glass. This museum full of ash. Once a day. bitch.
Alright, and that was Gimme More, the lead single and the first song off of Britney Spears' wonderful, wonderful album Blackout from 2007. About 2 weeks ago, on October 25th, it had its 16th birthday. Blackout was Britney Spears' last album before she went under her conservatorship, so it was the end of the era of her freedom, basically. The black hair that she has in the album cover is the black hair that eventually gets shaved off in the infamous clip of her banging somebody's car window with her umbrella. And that was Gimme More. Before that, we heard So What and Funhouse by Pink. Now we're going to hear Piece of Me, and then we're going to hear You Know I'm No Good Addicted and Just Friends from Amy Winehouse's Back to Black album.
Sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we were again. I'm in the tub, you on the sea. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. And then you know this little carpet burn. My stomach drop and my guts turn. You shrug.
All right, and that was You Know I'm No Good from Amy Winehouse's album, her second album, Back to Black. We are going to now take a brief pause to do our PSA. Today's PSA is Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public or without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right, not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net, a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now back to Amy Winehouse's album, Back to Black. Back to Black, released on October 27th, 2006. Enormous success. This is the album that all the hits are on. This is the album that everybody loves for its singles, Rehab, Tears Are On Their Own, Love Is Losing Game, You Know I'm No Good. It was incredibly successful. Back to Black won Amy Winehouse 5 Grammy nominations, or 5 Grammy awards. I think 8 nominations at the time. This now ties her with 5 other artists as the second most awarded female in a single ceremony. It did win back to the best pop vocal album, and she won a Grammy for the best new artist, and there were 2 other ones for singles on the album. Back to Black has sold over 16 million copies worldwide, and was named one of the best 10 albums of 2006 and 2007 by several publications on their year-end album list, including Time, Entertainment Weekly, and the New York Times. Back to Black is the album. Now we're going to listen to probably our last song, Addicted, which is about how much Amy Winehouse loves weed. So enjoy.